Cool. All right. Well, welcome to New England. You're on here with our New England media. So we'll get straight into it, and we'll start with the first question from Mike Reese.
Thank you, Stephanie and Joe. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
My first question is in your talks with the Patriots, did they tell you, like, we're locking you in at quarterback? Or did they have any conversation about possibly doing other stuff as well in addition?
No. Just quarterback.
Great. And what is your reaction, Joe, to being selected by the Patriots?
It's amazing. I'm blessed by the best. You know, my family's very proud of me for the moments, especially about me just overcoming adversity twice. So it's a blessing for sure.
Next question, Sophie Weller.
Hey, Joe. Welcome to New England.
How you doing? Thank you.
I was just wondering, you know, you talked a little bit about your conversations with the Patriots. After seeing them take Drake May in that first round, did you think this was at all a possibility that you could end up in New England, or was this kind of even a surprise for you when this call came?
It was kind of both, both of the same spectrum, but at the same time, it was kind of like I just had all the hats laid out. You know, you just never know where you would end up, so I was just waiting on any phone call.
Next question, Chris Mason.
Hey, Joe, congrats on being drafted. Do you have any relationship with Drake just through the pre-draft process or anything like that?
Yeah, we came in contact multiple times, even before the season, at the Peyton Manning camp. So me and him are close. Not close are we going to be, but we're close right now to the point that we can have a conversation for sure.
Thank you.
Next question, Doug Kide.
Hey, Joe, congratulations and welcome to New England. What is your thought on being drafted by a team that already took a quarterback in the first round?
Thank you for your first part of it. Thank you. But, you know, just an opportunity. I feel like everywhere you go, no matter what quarterback got selected in this draft, no matter where you go, you're going to have to compete. Nothing's just given to you, no matter who you are. So no matter where you go, you just got to compete. So that's what I'm looking forward to do.
Awesome. Thank you, Joe.
Next question, Alex Barth.
Hey, Joe, congratulations. I'm wondering if you can just tell us maybe a little more about what your pre-draft contact was like with the Patriots.
I talked to them a couple times at the Senior Bowl. I also had their offense at the Senior Bowl. And then I had to get a Zoom call with them not too long ago, probably like 2 or 3 weeks ago. Before I left Tennessee to come home. And ever since then, other than that, it's been nothing.
Next question, Chris Price.
Hey, Joe, thanks for doing this and welcome to New England. My first question is really about your arm strength. Have you always had an ability when it comes to the deep ball? And when did that maybe develop over the course of your playing career?
Thank you. Kind of, sort of. I know growing up, my arm wasn't that strong. My mom used to say it was because I used to throw the ball over top of the buildings and try to go run and catch it on the other side. But other than that, I'll say like growing up, it was probably like 50 to 60. But, you know, as I got older and more stronger and kept working at my craft, it got way better for sure.
We've seen some of the video, including the video of you throwing the orange. I think Tennessee put that on social media a little while back. What is the most amazing thing that you've done when it comes to throwing a football, at least in terms of distance? Was it that or even an orange?
The orange was pretty fun, but I think I can throw an orange further than that. That was right after practice, and that was game week. So it was pretty tough to just, you know, throw it as far as I want to, just because my arm was already tired from practice. But I feel like if I was given an orange again, I'd throw it further than that for sure.
Thank you.
Question, Keegan Stiefel.
Hey, Joe, congratulations. I was just wondering who you knew in New England. You obviously played with Mike Onwenu at Michigan. Just anybody else that you know so far coming in?
Josh Uche. Who else is there? To be honest, I wasn't expecting this call, so I got to go look at the roster again. But so far, it's only Josh Uche and Mike, Big Mike. I think so far, yeah, so far, yeah.
Next question, Mark Daniels.
Hi, Joe. Congratulations. There's been some speculation that you could one day transition to the tight end position. I was just curious your thoughts on that. Teams ever talk to you about that? Or was that out of the blue? Like, would you ever have any interest in that?
You're the first person I actually heard that from, to be real with you. But that'll never happen.
Thank you.
Next question, Karthik.
Joe, Karthik Venkatraman from Knoxville here at WBIR-TV. Coach Mayo is a Tennessee guy, and you're teaming up with him. I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
It's great to always have two VFLs in the building, especially when you're somewhere else other than Knoxville. So just for us to reconnect and get to know each other is going to be great.
Next question, John Serianites.
Hey, Joe, congratulations, man. Welcome to New England. And obviously, how special a moment is this for you? You've been through some adversity. You started Michigan. You bided your time in Tennessee. You got your chance to start last year. How cool is this for you to get drafted after everything you've been through?
It's a wonderful moment. I'm pretty much speechless at this point. Words are kind of troubling over themselves. So I'm kind of speechless at this point. But, you know, I'm blessed by the best. Happy about this moment. And, you know, the only person I can thank for this moment is God and all the hard work I put in it and the people that I have that was with me every step of the way.
Congratulations again, Joe. Thanks, man.
No problem. Thank you.
Final question here from Taylor Kyles.
Congratulations, Joe. Welcome to New England. I was wondering if there are any players that you model your game after as a quarterback.
I wouldn't say model my game after, but I watch a lot of quarterbacks to, add things to my game.
Who would those be, and what do you try to take from them?
Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy is good with his feet, so every step he takes, he's going somewhere. And, you know, I try to implement that into my game just because you don't want to make false movements. So that's something that I worked over in the pre-draft process with Jordan Palmer. You know, I've just been, you know, at it every day, you know, just trying to make sure I maintain that process of eliminate steps and, you know, make sure every step I take, I'm going somewhere and I'm balanced.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Joe. We really appreciate you taking the time to join us and welcome to New England, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you. Thank all y'all so much.